A reading from the book, Preparation for Death, by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Consideration 18. The number of sins. Quote, because sentence is not speedily pronounced against the evil, the children of men commit evil without fear. Unquote. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 2. First point, the measure is determined for each one. If God instantly chastises the man who insults him, we certainly should not see him so much outraged as we do at present. But because the Lord does not instantly punish sinners, but waits for them, they are encouraged to offend him the more. It is necessary to understand that, though God waits and bears, he does not wait and bear forever. It is the opinion of many holy fathers, of St. Basil, St. Jerome, St. Ambrose, St. Cyril of Alexandria, St. John Chrysostom, St. Augustine, and others, that as God, according to the words of Scripture, thou hast ordered all things in measure and number and weight, has fixed for each the number of his days, the degrees of health and talent which he will give to him, so he has also determined the number of sins that he will pardon. And when this number is completed, he will pardon no more. Eusebius of Caesarea says the same thing, quote, God waits up to a certain number and afterwards abandons, unquote. And so speak also the above-mentioned fathers. And these fathers have not spoken at random, but according to the sacred scriptures. In one place, the Lord says that he restrained his vengeance against the Amorites, because the number of their sins was not as yet filled up. Quote, for as yet the iniquities of the Amorites are not at the full. Unquote. In another place he says, I will not add any more to have mercy on the house of Israel. Again he says, all the men who have tempted me 10 times shall not see the land. Thou hast, says Job, sealed up my offenses as it were in a bag. Sinners keep no account of their sins, but God keeps an account of them, that when the harvest is ripe, that is, when the number of sins is completed, he may take vengeance on them. Put ye in the sickles, for the harvest is ripe. In another place he says, be not without fear about sin forgiven, and add not sin to sin. As if he said, O sinner, you must tremble even on account of the sins which I have forgiven you. For if you add another, it may happen that this new sin, along with those which have been pardoned, may complete the number, and then there will be no more mercy for you. The Lord waiteth patiently, that when the day of judgment shall come, he may punish them in the fullness of their sins. God waits till the measure of iniquities is filled up, and then he chastises the sinner. Of such chastisements, there are many examples in the scriptures. Saul disobeyed God a second time and was abandoned. When he entreated Samuel to intercede for him, saying, bear, I beseech thee, my sin, and return with me that I may adore the Lord. Samuel answered, I will not return with thee, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee. We have also the example of Balthasar, who, after having profaned the vessels of the temple at table, saw a handwriting on the wall, Mene, Thesel, Phares. Daniel came, and in explaining these words, among other things, said, thou art weighed in the balance, and art found wanting. By these words, he gave the king to understand that in the balance of divine justice, the weight of his sins had made the scale descend. The same night Balthasar, the Chaldean king, was killed. Oh, how many miserable sinners meet with a similar fate. They live many years, multiplying sins, but when the number is filled up, they are struck dead and cast into hell. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment they go down to hell. There are some who spend their time in investigating the number of the stars, the number of the angels, or the number of years which each one will live. But who can discover the number of sins which God will pardon each individual? We should therefore tremble. My brother, it may be that God will pardon you no more after the first criminal pleasure which you indulge, after the first thought to which you consent, or after the first sin you commit.